An independent report has found that the Tasmanian forest industry is under severe pressure because of the collapse of international wood chip markets. The report concludes that a series of factors have led to the collapse of wood chip exports to Japan, and the government can't say when new markets to China are likely to emerge. Compounding the situation, the state's only native forest wood chip exporter has temporarily shut down, forcing some sawmillers to lay off staff. Joining me now is our Hobart correspondent, Felicity Ogilvie. Felicity, you've been at a briefing with the Premier this morning. What she said about why these wood chip markets to Japan have collapsed?
Well, Ashley, there have been various reasons why the wood chip markets to Japan have collapsed. At the forefront is the fact that Tasmania used to export a lot of native forest wood chips, but the Japanese customers now prefer plantation timber because it makes better pulp. There are other significant factors as well. The high Australian dollar is one, and there's also been factors that weren't specifically mentioned in this report, but about environmentalists campaigning against the Tasmanian forest industry in Japan.
Now, the wood chip market is a big employer in Tasmania. What effect is this having on the industry and job security there?
Well, it's having a huge impact at the moment because wood chips are actually a byproduct from saw logs, things that make flooring or timber that's used in the construction industry or to make people's kitchens. And what's happened is that some sawmills around the state that are cutting up saw logs, they can't export their wood chips at the moment because the only native forest wood chip exporter in the state has had to temporarily shut down because it simply cannot have the markets it needs to export the wood chips. So the Premier estimates there could be up to 3,000 jobs on the line in the native forest industry in Tasmania at the moment. And she said that there is, even if the wood chip exporters could reopen up in Tasmania, that the situation is dire because the markets aren't there at the moment. This is a bit of what she had to say.
Because the problem is we don't have the market to sell the wood chip to. So we are hopeful that we will be able to sell wood chip to China, but we need to be able to sell it in the volumes that enable our industry to be sustainable. And for the foreseeable future, that's not looking very likely.
Tasmania's Premier Lara Giddings. And Felicity, what is the government doing to address the situation?
Well, Ash, in the future, the government can't say when it will be, but it looks like there will be quite a strong market for Tasmanian wood chips in China. But at the moment, the Chinese aren't paying enough to have that as a sustainable option. But the Deputy Premier is going over to China and Japan to meet with different companies to, I guess, spruik the Tasmanian market over there in a hope that that could, in some way, solve this problem with wood chip exports from Tasmania.
Felicity Ogilvie, thank you for joining us from Hobart.